So great to be learning together, Sharei Araz, Tshuva of the Week. And this week I'm going to focus on the minhag that many Ashkenazim have to give money to the Rav who's selling chametz. What would be the basis for this? And what is the Sephardic response? So I think we can derive the basis for the Ashkenazic practice. Sorry, Rav Sternbach says this in Shelot to Tshuvot, Tshuvot Hanagot, and it's in the Chelek Bet in the second volume. And the focus is on a comment on the Shach, on a sugya that appears throughout Shas, Masechet Gittin, on Yud Aleph Amud Bet, and it's in Bab Metziah. It comes up in Ketubot. It comes up in many, many mesechtot. They call this in Yeshivot a Shas Sugya, a topic that's that runs through many sections of the Gemara. And the question is as follows: the Gemara speaks about Tofes Balchov Mokom Shechav LaAcherim, that you have no right to grab something on behalf of one person that's to the detriment of the other. So, for example, let's say. We'll call this person named Reuven. Reuven owes $100 to five different people, A, B, C, D, and E, and you decide that you want to act on your friend A on behalf of your friend A, because Reuven owes $100 to all these five people. And your friend is one of those people that he owes $100, but the problem is that Reuven only has $100. So only one of those people is going to be paid. So what do? You take the $100 and you grab it and you give it to A, who's your friend. The problem is you're doing that to the detriment of B, C, D, and E. So is this valid? Is not valid? The Gemara says it's not valid. But then Rashi makes a startling statement. He says that if you appoint a shaliach, if you appoint an agent to do it, if A appointed you, a shaliach, to grab the money, then it would be legitimate because A could do it himself. So if you appoint, so if A appoints you as a shaliach, we have a concept of shulcho shel adam kamoto. You are agent as if you did it yourself, and therefore you are, and therefore it's totally legitimate. The problem is there are gemarot that seem to run counter it. There seems gemarot to support it. How do we defend Rashi? So the Shach in Siman Kufhei, in Choshen Mishpat, the way that he defends Rashi is saying as follows: depends on the shaliach. An ordinary shaliach has no right to grab Reuven's $100 on behalf of A, even if he was the one to the shaliach. But if it's a super shaliach, where the shaliach was paid, it already becomes a poel, it becomes like an employee, and yad poel ki yad balabayitami, and then the employee is as strong as is considered to be the hand of the employer. That already is a whole new level. That's a higher level of shlichut. The higher level of shlichut has the right to grab $100 from Reuven on behalf of A. A regular shliach cannot, but a super shliach can. So here the concept is as follows: how can you rely? The rabbi is going to sell your chametz. We have a concept of chazakah shachasah shikuto. You can presume a shaliach had performed his task only for something that is a rabbinic matter, from milid rabbanan. So how can you rely on the shaliach? So answer is some of the rabbanim appoint your shaliach, give him money. Says the shach, not in regard to mechira chametz, but the tshuvat hanagot applies the shach. And says that, so if you pay the rabbi money, he's a super shaliach. He's not just a shaliach, he's a poel, he's your employee. And as employee, you can be, you're already on a Torah level, you can assume that he sold the chametz, which is quite an interesting svara. One could counter the other side. Either he sold it or he didn't sell it. That's you violate the Isur of owning chametz. If he didn't sell it, then you don't violate the Isur of owning chametz. And you can have hana'ah from the chametz after Pesach. It's not a matter of shliach asah shikuto. Okay, we could argue about that, about this issue. But the bottom line is, according to the Shach, you have a high order shaliach by pointing him, by actually paying him. Question is, what do the Sfaradim say about this? Does Sfaradim have such a minhag? I haven't seen it in any of the Sfaradic Sfarim. I haven't seen Rabbi Nachson's Sefer on Hilchot Pesach. I haven't seen Yaakov Yosef. But so I'm going to surmise that the Sfaradic Shaliach is not, the Sfaradic Minhag is not to pay the Rav for Mechirat Chametz, or it's very nice to do it, but I don't think it's considered to be a Chiyuv. What might be the basis? Because if you look in the Rambam, in the beginning of his Hilchot Shlichot, there he says makes it very, very clear that there's no difference right at the beginning. Perak Aleph Halacha Aleph doesn't make any distinction whatsoever between he called it Hilchot Shlichot Shluchin uvishutafin. The Ramban, there's no difference at all. There's no super shaliach. There's no regular shaliach. There's all a shaliach is a shaliach is a shaliach. Doesn't matter you're pointing with edim. Doesn't matter your star. It just doesn't really make a kinyan. All the a shaliach is a shaliach is a shaliach, and no one shaliach is greater than another. So if you can pay the rab to be your shaliach, you haven't made him a super shaliach. It doesn't really accomplish much. And it seems the Shulchan Aruch in Chosh Mishpat Siman Kuf Hey seems to follow the Rambam with this, that a shaliach is a shaliach shaliach, no different levels of shlichut, unlike the shach. So while the Ashkenazim follow the shach, that a paid shaliach is a super shaliach, the Sfaradim would seem to be following the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, that there's no such concept of a super shaliach, and therefore that I'm suggesting that this would be the basis for the Sfaradim. Wishing everybody a great week, full of bracha and briyut.